Welcome to podcast number 59. This podcast will be a little bit different. We're talking to Peter Taylor, and we will have some quotes from a number of players in the industry. Back in September 23, Howard Lieberman from the Environment Agency announced that there would be an end to the infamous T8 exemption. The T8 exemption has long been a challenge for permitted recyclers. The idea behind the T8 was that the small artisan businesses could be set up. It would give an opportunity for newcomers into the industry to get a foothold in tyre recycling. It limited the number of tyres that they could handle, but it didn't require full permitting, so it didn't require the bunding, the concrete surfaces, and a lot of the precautions that a permitted site would have to go for. A T8 can be obtained, I'm told, by making a phone call to the Environment Agency and registering your T8. There is no cost involved. That lack of cost, in turn, means that the Environment Agency does not have the funding to investigate every T8 that comes along. So until there's a problem with a T8 site, usually a fire or a complaint from planning people about an extensively overused T8 site, the Environment Agency does not get involved with them. So from the permitted tyre recycling side of things, the permitted recyclers are having to pay fees to the Environment Agency. They have got all the cost of establishing the business, and they see it as Ken Plaster from DME told us, as a two-tier playing field, where one set of players have minimal costs and the others have a mandatory costs imposed upon them. This allows the collectors operating with T8 sites to collect tyres at knockdown prices. The tyres go in, they get baled, they get put in a container, and they get shipped out to overseas markets. That becomes another discussion. So anyway, we're going to talk to Peter Taylor about the T8 exemption and what is happening now. Good morning, Peter.
Morning.
Can you update us on the situation with the T8? Howard Lieberman announced at the forum last year that it was definitely going. What is the situation?
Well, he did indeed, and I suspect it is definitely not going. The earliest indication we have is that the necessary legislation would be put to Parliament this autumn. But to everyone, that is, in the current political situation, that is unlikely to happen. I think we'll be into elections by that time. So another year lost.
Yeah, of course. And can you explain why the T8 is creating so many issues for UK tyre recyclers?
Well, I'm tempted to say that the simple explanation is that government is not interested in recycling. There are some legislative obstacles. Having said that, a change to the current T8 regime does require parliamentary moves. But nevertheless, north of the border, Scotland managed this more than 7 years ago now. And, whatever is required down here, down south, it surely shouldn't take a further 7 or 7.5 years, or probably 8 years, to achieve.
Yeah, and what exactly is the problem with the T8?
Oh, I think the will is the will is there, the legislative will, but not political will. So it's not being prioritized. You know, we have time for dangerous dogs and plastic bags and all kinds of other stuff, not for waste tires.
Right. Okay. So this sort of brings us on to the export issue. We have a considerable overcapacity to process tyres in the UK, and it's not being used. Why do we keep exporting whole tires when we could be shredding them and using them as a resource here?
Well, I think we've reached a sort of watershed moment when it comes to exports. And it's true that we have idle processing capacity here, which we could bring into play fairly quickly. And over a period of 6 to 12 months, probably more than the 150,000 or so tons we think we have fairly readily available as of now. It's not going to stand idle forever. Why are we exporting and not reprocessing here? Well, it's simple economic. It is simply the fact that exporting is the most profitable disposal option at the present time, and it drags down all other means of recycling.
Yeah, it almost undermines the investment in the business. My understanding is it undermines.
Oh, well, that's a contradiction in terms, if I may say. There is no investment at the present time because the economics of the industry don't permit it. It is the current export of tires to India is undermining our domestic market economics. And there will be no new investment here in this country until we do something about it.
Exactly. Or perhaps the Indians might do something about it, which would be slightly embarrassing.
Well, I mean, I think you touch on perhaps a slightly optimistic note, because India's new tire manufacturers have, come to appreciate the danger that this poses for them as well, and for producer responsibility as the government of India is trying to implement in their country. In fact, that is not going to happen unless we can moderate the flow of tires from Europe and elsewhere into India in particular. When that is restricted in a way that inhibits the malpractices and the malfeasance that goes on, I was tempted to say the margins of this business, but the margins are so wide that malpractice has almost become the route of choice. It has to happen, because unless we do something about this, and I'm not just talking about the UK or Europe, it's a wider problem than just UK, but it's a problem for India too, and we have to move together to resolve it, because what are the incentives for to deal adequately with India's own domestic arisings of end-of-life tires when they are so readily available at the port side in Mumbai and Chennai or wherever else they land in the subcontinent?
It's interesting. My understanding of the Indian EPR was that one of the drivers was to reduce the volume of waste tires being imported into India. Yet in 22, when this was mooted, the volume of tires increased by 85%, and again by 35% last year, according to the Ministry of Environment and Food.
Yeah, well, the Indian EPR approach is based on is a voucher based system, and I think it's well intentioned. The idea was that you collect waste tires and you exchange those waste tires in term using a voucher to offset against new tire sales or new and retread tire sales into the marketplace. Why would you bother, when all you need to do is go down to the port side, bid for a few bales, and generate certificates of recovery that way? It's counterintuitive.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. The initial idea looked good, but there have been so many derogations that it's left things wide open again.
The EPR bucket is full of holes, that's all we can say.
Yeah. Okay, so what hope is there for a domestic tyre recycling industry in the UK?
I'm not sure I'm the best person to put that question to, because it's out of our hands. You know, the levers of change are there. They're actually very simple, cost-free, essentially. But those levers are in the hands of government, not just here, but in India and elsewhere, but particularly in India, because of its size and its ability to import very, very large quantities of tires. And if you accept the figures that the automotive and tire manufacturers of India have come up with. It's something like 800,000 tons a year. Not all, by any manner of means, are going to crumbing size reduction as they should be. In fact, probably a lot less than 50%. So governments at both ends have to do something about this. And when they do, there will be a sea change in market economics here and new hope for tire recycling in Britain and for all the potential investment that can go with that. I'm still relatively optimistic in a way, but it's not going to happen this year.
Okay. Thank you for that, Peter. I think we have enough for today. We can always come back and talk about the subject many, many times in the future.
Endlessly.
So we've heard from Peter Taylor on the T8 and the challenges that the industry faces. We spoke to a couple of permitted tire recyclers, and unfortunately we didn't manage to get the recordings, but the essence is that the permitted tire recyclers, both TRA members and non-TRA members, are concerned about ongoing competition from T8 players who just collect and ship out. Now, there is nothing inherently wrong with exporting, and with a crystal ball, even if T8s were taken away tomorrow, the UK would still need to export tyres to alternate markets in order to deal with the waste. Even if we had the capacity to shred in the UK all the tyres that we have, the one thing that we don't have in the UK is a market for the end materials. We have Tarmac and Breeden Associates are offering rubberized asphalt, but the uptake in rubberized asphalt, despite its advantages, is somewhat lower than expected because of the price differential. There are tools that government could use to encourage recycling and the use of recycled materials, but they seem reluctant to do so. We've no idea why. It's a mystery. We could generate a domestic recycling industry, not just for plastics or glass or cardboard or tires, but right across the board, if the government gave incentives. You can go into a local superstore and buy plastic boxes. If you buy fresh plastic boxes, virgin plastic boxes, you pay one price. If you buy the recycled material, recycled boxes, you pay that price plus a premium for the recycled material. Now, to the consumer, recycled goods should be cheaper. In the industry, we know that that isn't the case, but that's what that is the perception of the consumer. So the government could help by introducing a tax system whereby goods were taxed, value-added taxed, on the basis of the recycled content. The more recycled content, the lower the VAT. It would help. But as we have discussed here, the government just does not seem interested in recycling or building up a domestic recycling industry in the UK. So we will have to wait and see what happens. Unfortunately, we have tried to contact the environmental spokespeople from the opposition parties and DEFRA, looking for comments on this, and none of them have been available to speak. At the announcement of the removal of the T8 by Howard Lieberman, he advised that there was a cross-party agreement on this. That cross-party agreement seems to have vanished into thin air because nobody wants to talk about this now. The election's coming up, and that's going to kick this T8 can even further down the road. So we're already, I think, 7, maybe 8 years down the road from the first announcement that the T8 was going, and we're still nowhere near getting rid of it. Okay, I know for some people the T8 is a godsend, but we have to look at the bigger picture, and unfortunately, I don't think the government is. We could end up, if the Indian EPR scheme becomes fully effective and the Automotive Trade Tire Manufacturers Association have their way, the import of whole tires to India will be stopped. If that happens, the Indians will by default finish the T8 in the UK. That would be ever so slightly embarrassing. See you next time round for episode 60. Thank you.